Hi everyone, my name is Lisa Hughes and I'm the Director of Student Services in the East Greenwich Public Schools. And today I am joined by Tiffany Rogers, who is our preschool coordinator. Our integrated preschool is here at the Meadowbrook Farms Elementary School. And welcome, Tiffany.
Hi, happy to be here.
I'm glad to see you. And so I'm hoping that for our families, you could introduce yourself a little bit, you know, tell us a little bit about your background. A little bit like that. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
I am the preschool coordinator. So I coordinate all things for child outreach screenings, which are screenings available to 3 to 5 years old children in our school district, as well as coordinating early childhood special education services. My background, I'd like to say preschool is my sweet spot. I've been doing childhood special education and preschool for the New York City Department of Education for the past 15 years. I grew up in Massachusetts, so I figured Rhode Island was a good in between.
It is. We're right over the line. It's perfect.
Yeah, and I must say, Rhode Island has been very good to me since I've been here. So I'm happy to have landed at East Greenwich and being part of the preschool here.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have you. And I know that over the summer, you have been working very hard. Not only in our extended school year program, but also in some of the new initiatives that we have going on in our preschool. So maybe you could kind of lead us with, you know, what's happening right now in preschool and what your big visions are here.
Oh, it's great. We have, you know, our new group of AM and PM mm-hmm. in our integrated preschool program. It goes without saying that we have a fabulous preschool mm-hmm. team who's dedicated. You know, the past couple of years, everybody's, you know, been hunkered down. And I must say kudos to our team. We're all, you know, seeing where everybody's at coming in the new school year and constantly making modifications and adjustments so all these children can be successful in their preschool experience.
That's great. And I know that the preschool team pretty much, has been a unit that's functioned together for a while now. And then with your inclusion, you know, having you on board and now onboarding a school, new school psychologist to work with your team, that's great. So, it seems to bring some new perspective as well. So I certainly appreciate that. I'm thinking about kind of the new things that are happening in preschool this year. We've taken on quite a bit, and maybe you'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're doing the child outreach screenings mm-hmm. for, again, children 3 to 5 years old. In the state of Rhode Island, everyone could be screened. Each district is in charge of the children in their community. So I am in charge of coordinating for East Greenwich, and mm-hmm. we have 536 children.
Just a few, right? Out in the community preschools.
Yes.
And working with that as well. So previously, we had worked with the volunteers of Warwick Schools who had engaged in some of that work, and we contracted through them. So this is really a big shift for us to have this homegrown, if you will. And so I'm thinking that there must be some really great benefits to that as I'm kind of thinking through this process.
Absolutely. I think building this connection with the community programs or even with families, you know, who don't have children in their community programs, they can bring in their child to Meadowbrook at my office for a screening. We can mm-hmm. connect. I think this is really going to help bridge that gap to the kindergarten transition in a year or two for these children. We've started screening some, and I've been to quite a few community programs, and just providing resources for these teachers, directors are so open to feedback. And, you know, it may also be that a child needs further assessment and, you know, getting them in the door sooner than later so they can have that successful transition to kindergarten down the line.
That's great. And so currently we have quite a large number of community preschools
yes.
in East Greenwich. And I know that we've talked about ways in which to engage with them. And I love that you're out visiting with the community preschools. One of the ideas we had, we were talking previously, dream big, we say, is engaging with them and having them in. And what are your thoughts on that?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know in Rhode Island, happy hour is not a thing, but in New York it was.
Right. Yeah.
I would love to invite the community programs and do a night where like cheese and crackers.
Sure.
Wine, if that's allowed here.
Yeah.
You know, and just having the conversation with them and like, what does, you know, child outreach screening look like? You know, basically it provides information on a child's development, and also it helps, again, identify those children who may need further assessments or interventions, and then walking them through what that looks like. So then when they're talking to parents at their community program, they're also comfortable relaying that information.
Yeah, I would love to have a night where we invite them, much like open house, right?
Yes.
And have them, you know, the community preschool directors come in and learn about, to your point, what we are doing here. And having that relationship built, I think that's really going to help us down the line, right?
Right.
With our students. And so that's great. So how, what are some other things that you're feeling really good about in the preschool right now?
I think where, again, I think the theme this year is bridging the gap, right?
Yes.
So our preschool team, for instance, this Friday, when our children don't come, are going to go look at the kindergarten classrooms and
love it.
See,
yeah.
You know, what are those expectations these children have when they're walking into a kindergarten classroom, so that way we can build on that in preschool now.
Right.
So I think this is really going to be a great year of just bridging that gap and setting everyone up for success.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is that, you know, some of the work that's going on is really that transition from early childhood or, you know, birth to three into the community preschool, what happens with early intervention and those kinds of things, the community preschools, communicating with them, giving them resources and working with them and knowing the students that can belong to us, do belong to us, right, in our community. And then in addition to that, working on what happens after preschool and those transitions, because we've talked about that, right? You know,
right.
What kinds of skills are needed? And it's such a time in a child's life, those early developing years, right? There's
right.
so much going on.
a lot.
Yeah, and I'm so amazed at just, you know, seeing some of the three-year-olds, as you call them, the threes, come in and how young they are and how very much involved our families are, which is wonderful. And to have the ability to give them resources and think through each transition is really powerful. I love that your team is really focused on that. And so I love hearing that, you know, the team is the preschool teachers that are going to look at kindergarten are going to be looking with the eyes of how do we prepare our preschool fours, right? The fours to go into kindergarten the next year. So what kinds of things do you think they'll see in that kindergarten?
Well, we have the one kindergarten teacher, you know, she was like, I think it would be helpful to see, you know, morning routines and just expectations of arrival, unpacking. Again, I think what, you know, the early years really is about building that foundation, you know, following a routine, getting, you know, building that attention span. So then once they're in kindergarten, they can build upon that.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. I think that's really big importance of, for sure. And so, and when we think about what is happening in the preschool classrooms now, you know, what are some of the things that the preschool teachers are doing? I mean, it was interesting to me to think about, you know, I mentioned the threes, and I know we've had conversations as a team about this, that the threes, the students who are 3 years old, haven't had the experience because of COVID of, you know, having any community or kind of story times,
being
or those
part
things.
Of a group.
Yeah.
You know, like we take that for granted, but we have to, you know, step back and say, wait a minute, this child has not been a part of a group. Like they're just learning that skill.
Right.
It was previous, but pre-COVID, you know, most of these children would have had those social interactions and opportunities.
Right. I hadn't really thought of
it
like that. And then, you know, really thinking through how we're inviting them into our preschool now and what kinds of things we need to be aware of. And that's a huge one, right? That they have not had the experience of even potentially sitting in a group of children.
You would appreciate this. I did a screening today on a three-year-old. I was basically like tap dancing to keep her attention.
Right?
But again, I looked, she literally just turned three. you know, and again, pre-COVID, who
exactly?
She's probably not used to someone expecting her to sit in a chair and exactly. follow directions for, you know, a good 10 minutes. And I met her where she was. I was like, okay, we'll take a little break, come
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
And, you know, she got through it, but I had a laugh. I was like, oh my goodness, I need a tap dance to keep
right.
her
exactly.
attention.
Right. And that is, and that's part of it, right? Shifting to see where they're at.
Yes.
I love that you're saying that, you know, meeting students where they're at, our littlest learners
yes,
coming
and
in.
That is really what our preschool teachers are working on right now, is meeting all these kids where they're at and making adjustments accordingly to the routine. Like, for instance, one class used to have snack later in the day. The teacher,
right.
nope, we gotta have snack earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's more successful. And also our teachers are working on assessing the children to see where they are at,
yeah.
so we can, you know, move forward and meet them where they are and
exactly.
plan accordingly.
Exactly. And I know that during our orientation time this year, when we met together as a team and talked through some of this new work that's occurring, and with the child outreach screeners, we've hired a couple of folks to help you out
yes.
in the community, which is really amazing. And so when you're all, and I know I'm saying this and thinking about your schedule that you've prepared about, you know, which community preschools you're in and which days and, you know, how that's going to work. And it's really, very comprehensive. And with the two additional, folks that are going to be helping you, I think about two, the other pieces we were talking about during our orientation about, you know, making sure that our work within the preschool is standards based on the early childhood standards, really thinking about how we can write our IEPs in a very meaningful way and how we can use training from the state and leverage that in working with our team here. And that's so nice for you to be part of those state meetings, also visiting other preschools, which I know you've been doing, to kind of gain an idea of practices that are happening.
Right. And, you know, when we meet with these families, should a child, you know, need further assessment and evaluations, it's preschool. So this
right.
is the family's first experience to this. And really, I think, yeah, writing, like you mentioned, writing these IEPs and reports in a parent-friendly
right.
way, because this is all new to them.
It sure is. And it is. It's the beginning of our relationship
yes.
with our families, and which is why I thought it would be great to kick off our podcast with you, Tiffany.
Oh, so
yes, you should be, right? And you know, and I really value the work that you're doing here. And I also think that that relationship building, as you're doing with your team and the preschool teachers are doing on a daily basis with the families, is really so important. And part of the work that I know that you've been doing is having a preschool handbook, which was new this year. And can you talk a little bit about why that was important?
I think, you know, just for personally, I
yeah.
always like to know what I'm getting into.
Right.
So I think our families, you know, you think about when they're shopping around for programs, like early
yes.
other programs.
Yeah.
I think it would be nice to have something, you know, here's our program, here's our guidelines, here's who's in our program. Just to have that, which, by the way, I need to write this on a post-it. We have to upload that to our website.
Yes, we do, right? I mean, we have a long list of things going
oh, yes,
on in this preschool.
That website needs to be revamped.
Right, so there will
yeah.
be revisions to that.
But I think it would just be helpful, especially too for our families for next school year who are looking
exactly.
to come here, just to have that on the website for them to, you know, basically all their questions are answered in that handbook.
Yeah, I appreciate that work that was done there. And in terms of the classes and the class sizes and how peers work, how does that work in our preschool?
So we have an integrated preschool program. So it consists of children receiving special education services, as well as community peers
yeah.
from the district. Right now we have, say, 5 children in each class receiving special education services.
Great.
And about, I want to say, 6 to 7 community peers.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And how do we work with the community peers? How does that work? Can you explain that to families, how that process is?
Yeah. So basically, you know, integrated, you want, you know, the community peers, they serve as kind of role, I like to call it role models.
Sure.
You know, children with language are the child who is receiving speech services benefits from, you know, playing with those two peers who have that blossoming language.
Sure.
And you just see, I think it's just such a great model because I've seen it in the past.
Yes.
In New York, we used to call it collaborative team teaching. It
was like, yes, sure.
Yeah. So we had half the class was special education, half was role models, and you just saw the benefits to
Children
receiving services to be integrated with community peers as opposed to, a more restricted environment.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they bloom, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's blossoming
especially
language.
Especially in early childhood, They need those the exposure and the role modeling from other peers really helps.
Right. And so we have three preschool teachers and they each have two sessions, AM, PM.
Yes.
And we have students who have IEP supports mixed throughout those class sections. In addition to the push-in services, which I know are really important here. Can you speak a little bit about those?
Sure. So we have push-in speech, mm-hmm. push-in occupational therapy, push-in physical therapy. And it really is, again, this is such a great team.
They've
all been working together forever. So it's kind of like it's seamless. You know, they'll push in. It's almost like a visitor's coming.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, the children think it's just another adult to play with.
That's right.
So it's really if you were to come into a classroom at any time, it would be very seamless.
Yes.
It wouldn't be you wouldn't tell who's receiving what. So
That is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very seamless.
That's
and
important.
It's so funny. The other kids think like, oh, another adult's here to play.
Exactly. I love when I come in too. It's one
of
my favorite places to visit. It's just such a happy, joyful place.
Yeah.
And I love to see the engagement that the children have. And I know something really important to the team, and you've mentioned it before in our conversations, and then again with the full team, is the play part. And
yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that in preschool?
Absolutely. And I feel like, you know, play has been a buzzword for
an
early child because we're seeing the importance of play. Like,
So
many great skills are formed in play.
Like absolutely.
Speech is a great play.
Turn taking,
you know, even literacy and math skills are formed during play. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see, you know, when I go into the classrooms, a lot of the day the children are playing.
Right. They're learning through that.
Yes.
So many skills. I love that too. I love seeing the engagement and the interaction between students as well. And so, you know, along with that, you know, when I think about some of the things that you've already said, what are some recommendations that you can think of for families who have young children at home or potentially almost preschool age? And what are some things that we want our families to be aware of too as they're coming in to get ready for preschool?
Yeah, I think, you know, whatever people are comfortable with right now due to the pandemic, you know, social interactions, even if it's just cousins or close family members, you know, really being mindful of how often your child is able to be part of a group.
Love that. Yeah.
Just again, I think early childhood is building the foundation, right?
It's
like a house. Build the foundation, those social emotional skills, learning how to take turns, learning how to deal with disappointment.
So
when they come in kindergarten, it's like building the house, right?
Yes.
Now you're ready for.
Yes.
And of course, you know, the exposure to books and
absolutely.
Reading, counting, having that exposure when they come into kindergarten, they're going to be ready to soar.
That's great. I love that. And so with our handbook that will be loaded up on our new page, right?
Yeah,
we're working on it's in draft.
Stay tuned.
We will have some of that information as well.
I think that would be great. And you know, our preschool psychologist, Julie, is awesome. And me and her are constantly talking about, you know, our preschool teachers work so hard and with the families that are here. So I feel like it's really on me and Julie to help the families in the community and those, you know, even if you're not in a community program, we're still here for you.
That's
you know, as a resource. So yes, using our website to have all that information and resources for families.
That's fantastic. And so to end us on this conversation, I want to thank you for joining us. And also, you know, if you could think about, you know, something that really makes you happy coming to school here at Meadowbrook at the preschool, or something that you really just, you know, a positive thought about what's going on here. Do you have something for us?
Yeah, again, as I mentioned, I feel like I've landed in a great place. I do. I've been in early childhood for the last 15 years, so I've had a variety
right.
of experiences. Yep. And I do. I feel like Meadowbrook, East Greenwich in general, is just a really warm, loving place. And I feel like if anything, you know, we have parents who come to us with concerns.
That's
and,
right.
you know, probably in other districts, they're not as giving as us. But I feel like families here in East Greenwich, you can really count on us looking out for your child.
That's fantastic. And Tiffany, I know that you have your contact information up on the website. I'll put it in.
That is there.
Yes, that is there. And families can certainly feel comfortable reaching
Absolutely.
Out to you.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for joining us. You're the first podcast.
Oh, my goodness. My pleasure.
And thank you so much for being here. Thanks. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you.